Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK, sharing excitement, concern, connection. Highest case count, active case count in Alaska for COVID-19, consequently still on the tip of our tongues. Joining us to talk more, Greg Kim, your host for today's show. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Grady. Thank you. I'm Greg Kim, your host on Coffee at KYUK this morning. Thanks for being with us. As the positive cases of coronavirus tick up in Alaska and Bethel and the YK Delta, Bethel's tribe, ONC, has been preparing to combat a pandemic in the city, and it's been armed with millions of dollars in CARES Act funding to help it do so. Here with us this morning is ONC Executive Director Mark Springer. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Pardon the fly in my throat.
And could you start off this morning telling us about how ONC has been preparing for the COVID-19 pandemic?
Sure. Well, I mean, the pandemic, you know, is here, and we responded in a couple of ways when the state shut down and when businesses and organizations in Bethel essentially shut down. We followed suit. We had many of our staff, we have about 50 employees, and an awful lot of them were working from home, doing telework. We had a skeleton crew here in the office. As things lightened up a little bit, we restricted entry to the building. We put a phone down in our front porch and a wire basket for people to put their paperwork in if they were coming for services. You know, they could use the phone to call the front desk and ask to speak to somebody in whatever program they were here to talk about. We've tried to be very careful to look out for the health of our employees and our tribal members and the entire community. And I think as most of Bethel has, and we've been pretty successful at it so far. Mm-hmm. As far as preparation for maybe round two or an increase here, that's an ongoing effort. We are continuing to tune up our procedures to do telework. The bottom line is that we want to make sure that our tribal members continue to get services. And one thing that we're real proud of is the fact that through all this we've continued to maintain our nutrition program for seniors. We deliver sometimes as many as 110 meals every day to elders across Bethel, and there's been no interruption in that service.
Mm-hmm. And outside of ONC's operations, has ONC partnered with the city or the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation in any of the COVID-19 response?
Well, one of the first actions that the council took was to declare a disaster, a public health emergency, and we have established a incident command system here. It's running, you know, very much in the background right now. But in that declaration, it says that ONC will work very closely with the City of Bethel and YKHC and anybody else in response to pandemic situation. We haven't had to really do that yet. I mean, everybody knows the city and YK, and we've had some conversations with YK about things that we might be able to do in the future, and I think as we go through the show here, we'll kind of touch on that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this next question is kind of a legal question. It's one I heard from someone in one of the villages nearby. The city of Bethel has stated it can't issue health mandates, like issuing travel restrictions because it's a second-class city. It says it doesn't have the power to do so. But we've seen villages in the YK Delta do that, issuing health mandates like travel restrictions. What authority does ONC have over Bethel? Could ONC be the one to issue health mandates?
You know, that's been a topic of discussion with the council, and really, without my play lawyer hat on, you know, you have to consider the fact that air travel comes into a state of Alaska owned airport, so the state has jurisdiction over airport operations. How far they want to exercise those, you know, remains to be seen. It's a lot easier for especially a small community to tell the airlines don't bring any passengers here unless they call ahead. And Grant Aviation is the only passenger airline in town, and they are very diligent about that. You know, I had some relatives from Hooper Bay that had to get written permission from the TC to go into Hooper Bay. Now, nobody has, you know, nobody's said what's the legal authority for that to happen. It's moral authority more than anything else, in the villages and on the part of the airlines to respect that, and it seems to be working well. ONC doesn't really have any legal authority to implement rules that would umbrella over the entire community of Bethel. And that's okay, because if we had them, how would we enforce them? We are more interested in, you know, working with YKHC to assure as many people get tested as possible that are entering Bethel on Alaska Airlines. We want to use our moral authority as a, you know, organization in the community that represents 3,200, you know, Bethelites, to continue to encourage people to take preventative measures, you know, to wear masks, to do social distancing, to not bunch up. And we've been trying to do that from the very beginning. That was one of our first efforts when COVID-19 was kind of just a whisper. You know, we were out there pushing, you know, social distancing and masks, and I don't think we should take credit for the success that the community has had, but maybe a little bit. And I think that is just as important as trying to, you know, enforce something that we really don't have the authority to enforce. The city doesn't have the authority because they don't have public health powers under Title 29 of the. You know, Alaska statutes, and I can't recall if a second-class city can adopt those or not. But the city's got a little bit more, a little bit more juice, especially if what they are saying and what they're trying to implement falls in line with the state mandates, and that's also kind of the authority that in the smaller communities. I think you heard on the news this morning. I think it was Quinnahock. He was saying, "Look, we're following the state mandates, and the earlier state mandates that were pretty tight that said, you know, minimal travel, no travel. That's what those communities used to be able to enforce that."
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Now, in order to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, both the City of Bethel and ONC has received money and CARES Act funding. The City of Bethel has received about $8.4 million. How much money did ONC receive in CARES Act funding?
Congress set aside $8 billion for Alaska Native and Native American tribes. And, of course, there's the discussion whether ANCSA corporations fit under that. In the first round, when they allocated 60% of that, ONC... I won't say surprisingly, but a couple of people were surprised when the bank statements came across the wire. We got $13.8 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the second round has just come out, and it looks like we got about another $450,000. And on top of that, but we, there's more, you know, our housing department has received additional funding. Our senior services program has received additional funding, CARES Act funding. Our 477 program, which is workforce development and training and LIHEAP, has received extra funding and child care. So we've had a pretty significant amount of money, basically 3 years worth of budget, come in that we have to spend by the 30th of December.
Oh, huh. Some of the things that you're talking about makes me think that do tribes have a different set of rules and stipulations that they're allowed to spend the money on compared to the city? The city said that only the money can only be spent on COVID-19 related health expenses.
Yeah.
Some of the things that you described, like the workforce development, sound like maybe not that.
Well, that money, that money is again, it's impact money. So, I'm trying to think of what would be a good example that I can describe. The child care program received additional funding that's been available for child care providers. Okay, say you've got a couple of kids and you and your significant other are working, and you come to ONC and you say, I need a child care provider, I've got one so that I'm lined up, and ONC will help pay them. So if, because of COVID-19, you go on furlough and your child care provider hasn't been working, we are able to meet that impact on the child care provider for, the period of your furlough, say. So that's impact money. That is COVID-19 related. The Treasury Department, the first piece of information they came out with was about four pages long that was as clear as mud. And we've been trying to make sense of that. There's additional guidance, and a lot of people have been trying to make sense of it. ABCP has been very helpful in working with the tribes in the region and in understanding that. But we have the same rules the city has. There's no differences based on the congressional appropriation, and it set out the purposes for the appropriation, then it just started throwing out numbers. So we have the same rules that the city has.
Gotcha. And the city of Bethel is asking for help in spending its $8.4 million. They're actually hosting a town hall today at 10 o'clock at the ONC Multipurpose Building to hear ideas from the public on how to use its CARES money. Are you going to be there at that forum as well?
Oh, yeah, I sure am.
Okay. And going back to ONC, how did ONC decide on what it's going to spend its money on, if it has decided?
So far, we've had the council. I recommended to the council. I proposed to them kind of a breakdown of directions that the funding can go. But the only area that the council has put its stamp on, so to speak, is for health care. It's about $5 million that the council has said, yeah, that money will be for health care. We've started talking to YK. YK has got plenty of resources as well. But we are going to try to do a fairly significant advertising campaign, actually on some Anchorage media, asking people, please, if you're coming to Bethel, if you're coming to rural Alaska, get tested before you come out here. So that's one thing that we're gonna spend some resources on. That those resources will be for getting PPE, for preparation, and that's the big word in all this is preparation. And I have written up on the whiteboard of my wall kind of at least my watchword in all this, and that's get ready for winter, because we know that. By Thanksgiving, everybody in town, everybody in the Delta has got the flu, they got pneumonia, they're just, feeling generally lousy, and, maybe we'll get better when it hits 60 above again next May. With COVID-19 on top of that, we could have a you know, pretty terrifying fall and winter. I'm hoping not. I've got, you know, fingers crossed, but we're going to be ready for it. That's the, and I believe that the city will be ready for it, and all the communities on the Delta that have got, all the tribes especially, but the cities too, have got significant amounts of money, and the trick is going to be to get prepared. And, you know, preparation is, suppose school is on distance delivery all fall and all winter. You know, what can we do for that? Well, you know, we can help provide technology for students. That's one thing that this funding can be used for. We can build, and when I say we, I mean everybody who's received that funding, whether it's a city or a tribe, can build out, you know, very robust telework systems, you know, laptops for all your employees with the right software on them, servers back in the office, wireless distribution if you need it. There's really a lot of things that can be done with the money. You know, again, PPE.
And these aren't things that are hypothetical. These are things that you've proposed to use in ONC's budget.
These are, yeah, those things are in my, you know, in my original memo. Yeah. And I basically went through and said, this is all stuff we can do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, we've also heard from the city that there are tight restrictions on, and you've talked about as well, what organizations can spend CARES Act funding on. Otherwise, they fear they'll get audited. How is ONC making sure that it spends CARES money on, you know, expenses that fit the criteria?
We've spent very little on it so far. We've spent some on personal costs that are COVID-19 related. And, you know, on sanitation, you know, materials to keep the office clean. We're moving into some technology expenditures, some software and hardware, again for telework. I mean, you find those one word in the regulations, and they're not really regulations; it's guidance. There aren't regulations out. You find those words in the guidance from Treasury or from the BIA, and you grab onto it with both arms and say, okay, we're going to, you know, this is where we're going to try to allocate those resources.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning, Mark, and thank you to our audience. You've been listening to ONC Executive Director Mark Springer talking about ONC's preparations and response to the COVID-19 pandemic in Bethel. I'm Greg Kim, your host this morning on Coffee at KYUK. Now back to you, Grady.
Thanks a lot, Greg. One thing all of us can do is not forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.